And for some reason, that was just the moment for me. And I found a phone and I called my sister from the bathroom floor and I said, okay, fine, I'm ready. Just come get me. I need help.
That's Glennon Doyle. And this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Tuesday. I appreciate connecting with you today as we have number one New York Times bestselling author and podcast host, Glennon Doyle, returning to the show to share her story of the moment that she hit rock bottom and how that moment shaped her and ultimately transformed her life. Here's Glennon Doyle. Enjoy.
So I was born a super sensitive kid into a fiercely loving family where my role as perfect little girl was firmly entrenched so early that as I grew, it became impossible for me to bring my full self to the table. Right? It became impossible for me to bring my anger and my shame and my angst and my darkness. And so I started numbing all of that very early. And I became bulimic when I was 10 years old. And bulimia became alcoholism, and the alcohol became drugs. And I was very lost and very sick for 15 years. And then when I was 25 years old, I found myself sitting on a dirty bathroom floor, shaking from a hangover and terror and holding a positive pregnancy test. And for some reason, that was just the moment for me. And I found a phone and I called my sister from the bathroom floor and I said, okay, fine, I'm ready, just come get me, I need help. And she drove to my house and she literally picked me up off the bathroom floor, put me in her car and drove me to my first recovery meeting. And I sat in that recovery meeting and listened to these people speak, and I thought, holy shit, these are the first honest people I have ever met in my life. Right? They spoke like nobody speaks in the real world. Right? They shared their stories. They talked about lies they'd told and relationships that they'd hurt and family secrets that they had kept inside of themselves, buried, just corroding their minds and their hearts forever. And they talked about feelings and thoughts that I thought were only my darkest feelings and thoughts, right? And I could tell that as they pulled this stuff out of them and got it out in front of them, that it was freeing them, right? It was like if we looked at it together, if it came from the inside out, it just all seemed more doable. And I thought, oh, this is what it looks like to bring your whole self to the table. And then the other interesting thing in those circles is that they allowed everyone else to bring their full selves to the table. And what I mean by that is very specific. In recovery circles, there are rules about how to listen, right? So when someone brings their story, their pain, their shame, their dreams to the circle, there are rules about how to hold space for that. There is no crosstalk. There is no advice giving. There is no pity. There is no judgment. There is no dismissing. There is no rejecting. And this structure of listening is what makes people feel safe to bring their full selves, right? It's the structure that liberates. So I remember thinking, oh, this, what I have found in this recovery room, is an ideal family, right? And after a while of coming back, I thought, why is it only possible for us to live this beautiful way 1 hour a day in these dark basements, right? Why can't I just turn the whole world into an AA meeting? And so I started to get up really early in the morning and I started to write and I decided, okay, I'm just gonna speak. I'm gonna write in that same voice that I use in those recovery meetings. And so I started writing and writing and writing, and then people started commenting. And back then, the internet was a nasty place. It's fixed now, it's fine. But back then, it was rough. And so when people started to say things, I tried to teach them what I learned in recovery. I tried to teach them to hold space for different ideas, right? And to hold space for pain and to be able to consider that two different truths can be true at the same time, right? And over time, it took 10 years, but over time, it actually started working. And we became this kind of amazing, weird, quirky community of people who could hold space for each other. And then what happened is we were freeing each other, right? And we figured out that freedom is actually not a gift, it's a baton that you pass. So then we started to want to spread that freedom out, and that's how we started raising all of that money that now has raised $16 million for women and children that are marginalized all over the country. And that, right, and that all started because my sister picked me up off the bathroom floor. Right? So what I believe is that everything beautiful starts on the bathroom floor.
Big thanks to Glennon Doyle for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with her, you can go to her website, momastree.com. Her Instagram is Glennon Doyle. Her latest New York Times bestseller is entitled Untamed. Her podcast, in which she co-hosts with her partner, Abby Wambach, and her sister, is entitled We Can Do Hard Things. And if you'd like to watch today's entire talk, you can go over to YouTube and type in Glennon Doyle, the 2019 Makers Conference. And if you'd like to hear more talks with Glennon, you can go to our show description and check out the last time that we've had her featured on the show. And in there would also be all the ways to connect with her and all the things that I just mentioned to connect with her and her work. All right. That is a wrap for me. As always, I appreciate you. If you have time today, please leave a rating and review. Follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show. I appreciate you doing that. And as I said, it's a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a terrific rest of your day. And I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.